It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Florida man accused of breaking into a woman's home and drinking vodka and frying chicken.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and the Wheatland Bank. All right, Kevin.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
No.
The big bad wolf. The big bad wolf.
I didn't think it could get any creepier, but I was wrong. Oh, my goodness.
What is happening? I don't know. I'm just practicing my scary stuff.
Yeah, you've
Scary Wood got me motivated
Yeah, let's go.
Like,
oh, motivation.
Man, those commercials are creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're supposed
like
to be.
I don't like the little kids singing and then like, ugh.
Yeah.
Good job, Scary Wood. You are still top of the mountain when it comes to scary stuff. They do it well.
I don't know who the genius was that came up with turning the park into Scary Wood, but I couldn't be any smarter, could they?
Yeah, that's well played.
It really is.
Otherwise, what would it do? Just sit there and make no money all
winter? I think that's right, because I had never heard of it before.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Steve, did you go through the corn maze?
I did. That's the new pig one, right? The swine?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did that one, and then I was in Clown Town.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're here every day, so yeah.
I was gonna say you're always in Clown Town with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I did a couple. I mainly just kind of walked around aimlessly for a bit, and saw the magician and all that jazz. So it was good.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
What section
let's move
is
on
all
from
that,
that
jazz?
I just it's all that jazz.
Yeah. What section is that?
It's next to Clown Town.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Over to you, Kevin.
A little baby was born in the parking lot of his parents' favorite microbrew. This happened in Michigan. What happened was they were heading there just, you know, for a little drink, a dinner, whatever. They were swinging into their favorite place.
Sure.
And as they're getting there, the wife says, no, this ain't happening. I'm having a baby right now.
Oh, man.
Pull into this parking lot and stop. And so she does. They call for an ambulance, but it went fast. It all happened. The baby was born right there in the parking lot, and there was no time for the ambulance to get there and take it to the hospital. So it was just like, hey, we're having a baby in the parking lot of the brewery.
That's crazy.
And they then gave a nice little tribute to the baby and to the brewery by naming it. The name of the brewery was One Well Bakery.
Okay.
Bakery? Hmm? What the hell?
Hey. Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
One Well Brewery. That makes more sense. Why would they name
a brewery a bakery?
Brewery, a bakery.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
So they named the baby Forest Forrest Wells Baker. What a great name.
Wait, his last name was already Baker?
His name is Baker.
Well,
which
that's
has
where
nothing
it came
to
from.
Do. That's maybe where I came up with bakery instead of brewery.
Yeah, it makes more sense now. I'm going to let it slide. I mean, not a long way, but I am going to let it slide.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
At least
welcome.
You can see where I got there.
Would have been better if it was Walmart because they could have named him Wally.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Or Marty.
Maybe both. Wally Marty Baker.
Wally Marty Baker.
That would really be something. His parents were invited to come be part of a new brew that they were doing because they said, listen, a child was born in our parking lot.
Right, yeah.
He's getting a beer named after him.
Yeah, that's cool.
They aptly named the beer Special Delivery.
Hey-oh.
It'll be tapped later this month, and they said that, you know, it will be another 21 years before baby Forrest can enjoy his first pint.
Sure, yeah.
But we tell you this, he has free beer for life.
I don't remember what it was like, you know, when we had our third child, as if we did a lot of just regular things. You know, I always find it interesting when people are like, oh, now, at least with Brantley Gilbert, you know, his wife gave birth on the tour bus. They had a midwife on call who was traveling with them. You know, they had made some arrangements.
Right.
so that obviously they were hoping not during a concert, but you know they had made some arrangements, which made it a little bit more, you know, by the book, if you will. But I just don't, I don't remember if we did a lot of riskiness, as in like, oh well, let's go run a bunch of errands, even though you've been in, you know, basically in labor for an hour with contractions. I don't remember that part of it.
Yeah, let's go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, and I don't, I mean, I would imagine if you were in contractions, you probably didn't go do as much.
Yeah, I mean, you went to a brewery. Right, like, that seems like one of those issues. You know, obviously, she had some contractions prior to that.
You would think so, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I
mean,
I don't
maybe,
either.
Maybe she didn't.
Yeah, I just don't recall if, how safe we were on the traveling around and after the contractions, if we were then saying, hey, now's the perfect opportunity to grab a pint.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember the...
I love you say it like that.
I mean, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it seems ridiculous.
It seems like a weird... It's a weird thing. Not to mention, I'm assuming she wasn't drinking.
Getting to a point with my wife where... My wife, when she was the mother of my children.
Yeah, yeah.
When...
Well, I mean, that was
it got to
the
point to where you were like, okay, we're just ready to have this child, so sure. I don't care what we do. Let's go do anything.
Yeah, and get your mind off it.
Makes the baby come out, yeah. That's great. So I do remember doing some stuff like that, you know,
yeah.
Where it was like, yeah, let's just do anything.
How are you on baby talk,
make
Steve?
It happen.
Does it bother you, or is it, you know?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's I'm cool with it.
Very mature attitude. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Jay. Happy to be here.
I mean, Brantley Gilbert's wife, it was weird. When she woke up, she's like, she called the midwife because she said she could barely make it to the front of the bus. Midwife comes on the bus, and she's like, yeah, you're at a 10.
And I'm like, oh, she was crowning?
Well, I don't know that I mean, she was.
Well, she was dilated.
Yes, 10. There it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The baby would be crowning. Are you sure you like this talk, Steve?
Oh, I thought you meant like baby talk, like goo goo gaga. Like,
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, hello, I'm Spice Pumpkin Latte M&M.
Kevin James.
That looks like an M&M who is enjoying fall.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by Good Feet's, the Good Feet Store, and Haven Real Estate.
You ever been driving around late at night and maybe you've left your radio on an AM station or something?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the WSU Cougar football game.
Okay.
On the IMG Cougar Network.
All right.
Whatever it was.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening to that game on Saturday, I guess it was.
Seems like it.
But then later on, I jumped back in the car, and I started to drive, and it was still on that station. And that station was now doing, like, you know, college football live, and they were just talking about all the games, and I was like, oh, I'll listen. And so I was just listening to that, barely paying attention. And then the commercials that were running were unbelievable. The commercials that run on like AM radio late at night.
Oh. Those are a little different.
Yeah. I mean, it started, they had a little bit of everything, you know, where it was like, oh, you can, a lot of gambling.
Oh, wow.
You know, or guys that, not even gambling, but like, hey, you call this guy right now and he is going to give you three of the best picks of the week right now.
Oh, yeah,
all you have to do is call his number
right
here. Yep. And he's going to do it, right?
I remember so hearing like, those. Oh, yep. Okay. Guaranteed lock of the week, Kevin. Guaranteed lock.
That's right.
Guaranteed lock is not necessarily a guarantee, not necessarily a lock, but it's not necessarily this weekend.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I mean, it's like, they do that thing, and then they're the most incredible disclaimer ever coming out of that.
Yes. No yep, absolutely. Well, so I'm listening to that, and then all of a sudden, they're like, Big Lou's just like you.
Oh, yeah, that guy, he runs all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, I love Big Lou.
Yeah.
Big Lou, what do you know about Big Lou?
Well, he has a couple different businesses. One would be a divorce attorney.
Big Lou divorce attorney?
Big Lou is just like you. He has a first wife, too, or something like that. Yeah, that's one of his.
Okay, Jay, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, that's...
Because that's kind of more what I expected from Big Lou.
Yeah.
It was like to be one of those.
Yeah. He's but got a lot like, of side
Big
hustles.
Lou's like you. Blah, blah, blah. And they start to say what Big Lou had.
Yeah.
Sleep apnea? High blood pressure? Arthritis? No, heart disease?
He's got a lot of stuff.
He's got a lot going on.
Do you have a few health glitches? Health glitches. I love it.
Wow, that's an
interesting Big Lou's just like you, and that's why you should get life insurance from Big Lou.
Yeah, he does life insurance. I remember hearing that one too. Yeah.
And then I was very upset to go to the website because I wanted to see
you
what
wanted
Big
to see
Lou
what Big
like.
Lou's deal was. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what he looked like, and I don't know why I pictured him with the Jersey Mike sub. And just like, he's Big Lou.
He's Big Lou.
You know?
Right, right.
He's got problems, too.
Yeah. He's got a mustache, then, doesn't he?
No, I don't think he does.
There's no Big Lou.
Oh.
Oh, it's just are you sure it's just not just a regular guy that just took a random picture?
Mm. I'm thinking of Walter Brimley, I think.
Okay, that's not Big Lou.
What? How? How did you make that correlation?
I thought he was. Did he not play Big Lou?
Big Lou, Walter Brimley.
No, I don't believe he did.
Yeah. Walter Brimley sold some life insurance, I think, though.
Maybe that's the connection.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, what were his commercials? I can't remember.
Select quote? That's the first thing that pops in my mind.
I mean, oatmeal is the one I remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember him from diabetes.
I'm sorry?
That's.
Oh, maybe that was it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big Lou is just
kid,
a
got a hold of a nickel. I thought I was rich. I didn't turn up my nose at pennies either. Today, some folks won't even bend to pick them up.
Yeah, tell them, Walter.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal.
Yeah?
And I can't think of a healthier way to start the day. Cost you one nickel and 4 pennies. So if you can't be bothered with nickels and pennies, throw them in a jar. Start an oatmeal fund. Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do.
Hey, why is he yelling?
It costs 9 cents?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe back then.
How did they know that?
I mean, they just do the math. You know, what does it cost to buy it, and how many bowls do you get out of it? I don't know if it's that hard.
Yeah, that's probably not current pricing, huh?
I'm guessing no, yeah. Nowadays, I'm sitting here with a steaming cup of oatmeal. Costs you $4.82. You can't be bothered with picking that up off the ground. You need to check yourself.
Check yourself.
Yeah. You're not picking up $5. Come on, bro. You got to pick $5 up off the ground. You're not stepping over even a dollar, are you, Steve? Steve, you find you're walking down the sidewalk. There's a dollar. You picking that up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a dollar.
Kevin, you picking up a dollar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's paper, I'm picking it up. Is that right? A coin? Probably not. Probably not picking up a coin, but yeah, paper, you bet.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed.
Big Lou, I was bummed to find out. I mean, I wanted to see what this guy looked like.
He's just like you. Like,
they're like, Big Lou's like you. And I'm like, is he? Let me take a look. And then he wasn't at all because he's not even a person. Big Lou is just every person.
Oh, I
meaning
see.
That he is.
Yeah.
Just like most of our clients, and that he needs life insurance, or that he needs, what was the other one?
A divorce attorney. Yeah.
Big Lou.
Big Lou's just like you.
So
he's got an ex-wife,
not to
too.
See a man.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
So, are you saying there's an opening for Big Lou?
I wish there was, but apparently, I mean, I looked at this company, and I wanted to see what they were all about.
Man.
This is about us. And I'm like, oh, meet the team. Yes, here's Lou. Here he is. Who is Big Lou? It's just a brand name.
Just so everybody knows, this is a definition of too much free time and a deep dive into a rabbit hole on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, that spiraled away from you
in a hurry. Because the real guys who own the company, listen to this. Here's the real guys who own
the
company.
This is going to be boring.
Chad. Mike.
Yeah.
Chris, Corey.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's not...
Big Chad, Big he's Lou, just man. Like you.
Big Chad's like you.
Big Chad sounds
not
like a frat
guy. He's really, really rich.
Big Chad's a frat guy who owns a big company.
Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I did watch most of the game.
And then
on
you fell asleep.
Because I didn't want to get out of my bed.
I see. I got it. Why. That's all right.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the
you were there last week, Jay.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Just to clarify, not in Steve's bed, but I got up early. Last Sunday to watch the Vikings. I mean, you made it sound a little weird.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. The $25 gift card is what we're playing for today. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What? You okay?
Yeah, I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's terrible. You got like a cold or something? Or is it more than that?
I think so. No. Yeah.
Just kind of locked in on the sinuses and stuff?
Yeah, the show must go on.
Yeah, the show must go on. I like your attitude. That's true. Yeah, well, sorry you don't feel good. That's kind of a bummer. Cherry juice, what do we say, Kevin? What is it? Is that right?
Oh, cherry juice fixes everything. Yeah. And just in case my mom's listening, Vicks up.
Yeah, Vicks up, yeah.
What is it in...
That's the key.
Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, is it Windex?
If you say so.
That's right.
What are you supposed to do with it?
It's supposed to solve everything.
Oh, okay.
You ever see that movie?
I have not, no.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Amanda, our category today is dance. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
And now you just have to decide who you're going to challenge in this 7-question trivia contest. Me or Kev?
Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we'll see you in about 75 seconds, okay?
Okay, yes, I will disappear.
10-4, roger that. All right, Amanda, pass if you get stuck, and here we go.
All right. One of Leanne Womack's most popular songs is this early 2000s hit that won a Grammy for Best Country Song. Name it.
I Hope You Dance.
What is the Fox dance competition show hosted by Kat Deely?
Dancing with the Stars.
Name one of the artists who teamed up and countrified Dancing in the Moonlight in 2022.
Say that again?
Name one of the artists who teamed up and countrified Dancing in the Moonlight in 2022.
I don't know. Pass.
Fill in the blank from this Dirty Dancing line. Nobody puts blank in a corner.
Baby.
This musician, known for being the bassist and co-lead singer of Kiss, was a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars last week. Name him.
Gene Simmons.
Abby Lee Miller is known for being associated with what dance show?
Oh, gosh. Isn't it The Dance Moms?
All right. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how we do. All right. Hold on. We'll see how Kevin's going to do when he gets back. Same 7 questions, very similar sounding 60 seconds. Kevin loves dancing. I don't know if that's going to help or not. It just depends on how current he is on his dance knowledge. I know there is one question he's going to wish was asked, but we can't get to that until afterwards. Hi, Kevin.
Well, I didn't get to all 7, so maybe
that's,
that was...
You know what? Good point, Steve.
Maybe that's question 7. Doubt
seven,
that.
7, best of luck to you. An Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card is up for grabs. Either Amanda's going to win it or somebody else is going to win it. Here we go.
Oh, you didn't get to all 7?
I think 6, yeah.
Was that because of too long of questions, do you think?
We'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Well, I mean, anything is possible.
Right.
You know. All right, Kevin. One of Leanne Womack's most popular songs is this early...
I Hope You Dance.
What is the Fox dance competition show hosted by Kat Deely?
Oh, is that the... So You Think You Can Dance?
Name one of the artists who teamed up and countrified Dancing in the Moonlight in 2022.
What? I love Dancing in the Moonlight. Pass.
Fill in the blank from this Dirty Dancing line. Nobody puts blank in a corner.
Baby.
This musician, known for being the bassist and co-lead singer of Kiss, was a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars last week. Name him.
Is that Paul Stanley?
Abby Lee Miller is known for being associated with what dance show?
Abby Lee Miller? Oh, boy. I was saving this. Dance Moms. I was just saving
there
that for
is.
Some point.
There it is.
Step Up is a movie starring Channing Tatum and his ex-wife. What's her name?
Sorry.
Jenna?
Just past the time.
Yeah, just past the time.
Jenna, all right, let's see how we do.
One of Leanne. What? Huh? One of Leanne.
He was married to a Jenna. I just don't know if that's the one.
It could be. We'll find out. One of Leanne Womack's most popular songs is this early 2000s hit that won a Grammy for Best Country Song. What was it, or what is it?
I mean, yeah, I hope you dance. Everybody got it. Good job, Amanda. Good job, Kevin. It's 1-1.
What is the Fox Dance Competition show hosted by Kat Deely?
Amanda went with Dancing with the Stars. Kevin went with So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance. So You Think You Can 2-1.
Yeah.
2-1.
Name one of the artists who teamed up and countrified Dancing in the Moonlight in
2020. Why do I not know this? They did, like, you know, King's Harvest is the original. And then I can't remember the name of the
that
group who did a remake of it.
I don't think this was a group, though. I don't. Oh, your pop version, yeah.
Well, they did a pop version, and it was phenomenal.
Well, mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what the country version. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Chris Lane, Lauren Elena?
Dancing no.
No? Okay.
I've never heard that. You better believe I'm going to look it up.
What, to see if he's wrong or just to see if you're because
no,
you're curious?
No, just to play it.
Curiosity, play it. Yeah.
I might be wrong then.
Yeah, I love that song. Down in a bonfire flame. Got some pioneers bumping while the DJ plays a bunch of country. Solid gold, yeah, we're letting go and dancing in the moonlight. Everybody knows where to go on a Friday night. Where you can't see the city lights. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Huh.
That's good, huh?
There you go.
It's such a great song.
It really is, yeah.
That I still like that, but it would be third place of the versions.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Fair. Okay. Fill in the blank from this Dirty Dancing line. Nobody puts blank in a corner.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, looking for baby.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
And got baby.
Yep, 3-2.
This musician, known for being the bassist and co-lead singer of Kiss, was a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars last week. Name him.
Amanda, did you say Paul Stanley?
Yeah.
Kevin, what'd you say? Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley.
Hmm.
Oh, Gene Simmons.
I said Gene Simmons.
Oh, I thought she... Yeah, I thought she said Gene Simmons.
Did you forget what you said?
I think she did say Gene Simmons.
Oh. I did say Gene Simmons. Oh, that's the only one I know.
Yeah, he wasn't the bassist,
though. I doubted myself he was the bass player.
Yeah, he wasn't the bassist, yeah. Not sure that Gene Simmons played any instruments, did he?
I don't know. Isn't he the lead singer?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, co-lead singer, but yeah.
What's our answer, Steve?
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. Okay, yeah. No points. No, 1 point.
Yeah.
3-3. God, was it 3-3?
There's a lot going on here. Abby Lee Miller is known for being associated with what dance show?
Amanda didn't get to that one or didn't answer that one, and Kevin said Dance Moms.
I thought they both said Dance Moms. Are you? What are you
did
doing?
Did you say Dance Moms, Amanda?
That's the last question I got to. I said Dance Moms.
Just give her the gift card.
What is happening?
Yeah. I don't even care about the gift card. I want to beat Kevin.
I want to beat him, too, with a stick.
Hey, that's right. I am doing nothing wrong.
I know. First time for everything. Yeah. Amanda, that puts you... You know what? You win. Scoreboard error. That's what happens. Writing down the answers.
There's still one more question.
I know, but you didn't get to it.
I know. I just
want
to know the answer.
That's fair, actually. Yeah. What is the answer, Steve?
Oh, to the last question?
Yeah, no, to all the questions. Let's do it again.
The last answer was Jenna Dewan.
Okay.
And I knew that one if I got to it.
You would have gotten that one right. Yeah.
Yeah, I follow her. Yeah.
Oh, really?
She just had a baby.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. Amanda, hope you feel better. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
And congrats, you beat Kevin.
Jenna Dewan, a very beautiful girl. She was married to Channing Tatum. You know, but I will tell you, one of the worst performances on Celebrity Family Feud you'll ever see.
Wow.
Look it up.
Okay.
Hot take.
32% of parents say that they did this within the last month before having a baby.
They did this in the last month before having a baby. And what was the percentage again? 30 what?
Yep. At some time in the last month, 32%. 32. Sometime in the last month before having a baby, they did this.
Baby proofing seems too obvious, right?
Baby proofing's a great answer, Steve. Baby proofing. Yeah. Yeah, Steve.
Baby proofing for the win.
That's
not it.
Eliminated names they would never use.
Ooh, Jay, you're right there. You're in the ballpark. You're in the name thing, the name game.
Yeah.
It was simply changed the name that they had picked out.
Oh, I could see that easily.
Or, you know, yeah. I mean, I remember doing it with Cooper. Cooper was a last-minute name, actually.
Because you were going to name him Pooper.
Where we kind of had... What's up,
Pooper? You were going to name him Pooper. Don't you still call him that?
Oh, Pooper?
Yeah, did you... Who's
Coop to Poop?
Coop, that's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Coop to Poop? Sometimes they call him
I'm
that.
I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah, well, now he's going to start saying it more.
Yeah.
I taught his girlfriend something the other day. Oh, I'm sorry. God, I got to get used to this. I taught his fiance something the other
day.
Yes,
there
you go. She did not know one of his very early nicknames. I called him Bubba Cheetah.
Oh, that's right.
She was like, what's that? And I go, oh, that was him and his buddy Jalen. Jalen was Big Lion, and Coop was Bubba Cheetah. And then I went back and found a picture where they had their faces decorated, and they
were
acting like they have claws. They were very young.
That's so great. And, those things don't go away, man. You got to live with
Bubba
that.
Bubba Cheetah.
Yeah.
What's the Bubba part of it?
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely, Bubba was definitely a thing. With Tyler, I think we were on the fence with the name Colby.
Oh.
Like, we had thought about him being Colby, and then we were just like, nah. And both of our friends from high school had married a Colby, and then they ended up getting divorced. But it was one of those where I don't know if that had an effect on it. I feel like it did. And so it was like, nah, let's just go with Tyler. Call him TJ. That's all I wanted. I wanted a TJ. Do you remember changing any kids' names, Jay?
I don't think we did. No, I'm pretty sure we stayed with it.
Stayed with him. Now, I know Coop was going to be Trey.
Oh, that's
For
right.
For some reason, we liked the name Trey.
I forgot you
but
guys
But we're like,
are
he's
doing
only
that.
The second kid.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? He's only the second kid, so that's really where he would have been Trey if it wasn't for the fact that he was only the second kid.
Why didn't you call him Big Deuce?
Big Deuce. Deuce. Deuce James, also an awesome name.
It would be great, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
I do like Deuce.
So, yeah, I would be part of the 33% that definitely changed the name. And we ended up with Cooper because in the hospital, we were watching Peyton Manning
win the
Heisman Trophy, and his brother was Cooper Manning. And then right across the street, there was the Cooper George building, and we could see that. And I was like, this is just a sign. This kid's supposed to be Cooper.
Right, yep. Yeah, it's weird how that works out. And you
Steve,
guys,
do you know, did you have another name that your parents may have called you? Have you ever had this discussion?
I mean, I just know the name I was supposed to be if I was going to be a girl was...
Was it Steve?
It's close. Stephanie.
Oh. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, Stephanie.
Yeah.
That is going to come in handy.